WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. As the COVID health emergency continues, many Garden State residents find themselves struggling because they don't have access to reliable internet service. But an effort is underway to change things.
To create a special commission to look into the idea of establishing community broadband networks across Jersey. He says 13% of homes in the Garden State lack high-speed internet access, which is a real problem during a pandemic.
This was important to begin with. Now, as we have more people working from home, studying from home, I think it's even more important.
This is not intended to be a government overreach, says Chiara Velotti. We know we have gaps in our broadband coverage, and they need to be filled in. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The way you get your driver's license in New Jersey changes starting today. In order to accommodate new security features, drivers getting a new license will no longer need to wait for their license to be printed using outdated printers, which normally break down, according to state officials. Instead, new licenses will be mailed and an interim license issued, while customers should expect to receive their permanent license within 30 days. The new procedure provides more fraud protection and security for an individual's personal information, according to the Department of Motor Vehicles. Students of an honors biology course at Rutgers Camden who can't be on campus are utilizing a lab in a box right at their own homes. Professor Nathan Freed says his students, most of them freshmen, are studying man's addiction by using fruit flies.
These students have never used fruit flies before. These students have never conducted research before. And in their first semester, they're able to start doing this at home.
Freed expects to continue using the lab in a box idea post-pandemic as well. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week for a second straight week to 778,000, evidence that the U.S. economy and job market remain under strain as coronavirus cases surge and colder weather heightens risks. The Labor Department's report today said that jobless claims climbed from 748,000 the week before. Atlantic City's casinos are slowly resuming live entertainment, bringing back a staple of the casino experience as they comply with government-mandated restrictions designed to slow the spread of coronavirus. Hard Rock president Joe Lupo says people are eager for entertainment amid the virus outbreak and says smaller, socially distanced shows can help meet that need. And on what is traditionally one of the biggest bar nights of the year, Thanksgiving Eve, Pennsylvania has banned alcohol sales as of 5 p.m. today. The one-night restriction applies to Pennsylvania restaurants, bars, and private catered events, as Pennsylvania's governor, Tom Wolf, says it's an effort to help stop the spread of COVID infections. 6ABC Action News reports liquor stores across the Delaware River have seen massive volume as customers stock up for at home. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. How much wet weather are we in for? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 10:04. Now New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Good morning. We still have no service for New Jersey Transit on the North Jersey coastline in either direction between South Amboy and New York Penn Station. Remember that bus service is available to Metro Park, where you can pick up the Northeast Corridor trains and take those into Penn Station, New York. Garden State Parkway, as you heard from Jill, they're cleaning up a truck fire southbound in the right lane at the New Gretna Toll. Other than that, we're good to go on the Garden State Parkway, as well as on the New Jersey Turnpike, 287, 195, 295, the Atlantic City Expressway, Route 78, 24, 80, and 280. In Linden, a little heavy on 1 and 9 in both directions in the area of Stiles Street. And on Route 70 westbound, watch for utility work in the area of Cuthbert Boulevard. Hudson and Delaware River crossings are fine. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes around the clock. Next report, 10:18, from the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk. Shop today at allamericanautogroup.com. Pete Torriello on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic made possible by Ford's Jewelers since 1971. Barry Berman of Ford's Jewelers has offered customers one of the largest quality jewelry, watch, and gift collections in the area, all under one roof. If you haven't seen this store, you should. For more information, visit fordsjewelers.com. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 186 points at 29,861. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 10:06.
New Jersey 101.5 has weather information just for you and your part of the Garden State. Online and on our app, you can check current conditions, watch radar, set up weather alerts to be sent to your phone, and know what's coming up in our five-day forecast. The latest technology, combined with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's forecasts, let you plan your day, plan your week, and stay safe. NJ1015.com/weather. Visit us online or on our free app today.
1.5 News Time, 10:08, now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Lots of clouds with peaks of sun across New Jersey today, and our weather, for the most part, will stay nice and dry during the daytime hours. There will be a chance for showers in North Jersey late this afternoon. High temperatures today reaching into the mid-50s. Now, tonight, we get wet. Scattered showers arrive late this evening, and rainfall will become steadier and heavier by daybreak tomorrow morning. Overnight lows only fall a few degrees into the lower 50s. Periods of rain throughout your Thanksgiving morning, tapering somewhat to showers tomorrow afternoon. Highs bump into the lower 60s for tomorrow. And then Friday, the sun comes out. It'll still be mild again in the lower 60s. Cooler but pleasant for Saturday and Sunday. Highs mid-50s under partly to mostly sunny skies. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Somerville 45, Winslow 48, Old Bridge 50. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey.